Don't you think it's funny and somewhat odd that possibly one of the most important hours of our life is hardly talked about in the church today? We're going to get into that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. So welcome to day 6 in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, so that we can be more disposed in her hands for the souls in purgatory and emptying purgatory. I've made a playlist of all the different videos, and you know it's the video because it has that icon of Our Lady, Star of the Sea. Let's get into today's reading. You do well to pray to Saint Michael and to urge others to do so. One is indeed happy at the hour of death when he has had confidence in some of the saints. They will be his protectors before God in that terrible moment. The hour of death. Now, we talk about it all the time in the sense that when we pray the Hail Mary, we say, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. But there's not a larger conversation, at least not one that I'm aware of, in the church. Now, we know from different revelations from the souls in purgatory that the moment of judgment is a moment of trembling. So it makes sense logically that the moment just before that, the hour of death, is incredibly important. Now, we can think of the hour of death as the fulfillment and the culmination of everything that we have worked towards. That's the last moment of our living life that we could direct our life in one way or another. And the scriptures show us that there can be changes. However, there has to have been some work beforehand. The most obvious case, and possibly the only case, at least that I'm aware of right now, is the good thief, that he stole heaven, as they say, in that last hour of death. We can also look at Jesus Christ. His last hour of death was crucial. We don't know exactly how much time elapsed with his 7 last words from the cross, but they were probably within an hour and a half, where he was delivering to us some of the most important information for us to know. So we need to first think about our hour of death. What do you want it to look like? What do you want your life to kind of be fulfilled and culminate in? Think about that. You want to plan that hour is incredible. Recently in the 9 p.m. Central Standard Time rosary that we have every day, we've been praying for the present and the future Pope. So we can pray for future things. In fact, like the first Saturday devotion to Our Lady of Fatima, and there's other devotions to a happy death. That's what are we praying for? We're praying for that last hour of your life. Most of my subscribers, your average age is like 40, 50, 60, 70, kind of like in those later part of your life. So we need to consider this. What do you want the last hour of your life to look like? And how do we prepare? It gives us a hint here. There's many things that we can do, obviously living in general, a life of holiness, but in general, something else. Having devotion to different saints. We cannot have a devotion to all the saints. Notice how they say to some of the saints. You can't have 5,000 best friends. You can only have a few close ones. So ask God to send you the most appropriate saints that make sense for you. I'm praying to some of the ones that make sense to me at the end of this video. Saint Gabriel, Blessed Mary of Providence, Saint Joseph, Saint Nicholas of Tolentine. Those are some that I have a particular love for the souls in purgatory. You may have others. Develop those relationships. Let them be close. Pick the few, and that way those can help you even more so. Now, why should we worry about this hour of death? Think about, put yourself in the mind of the enemy. When are you going to attack? Now, I have this saying that I like to say that I think is very profound, that Satan is as lazy as he is evil. He's as lazy as he is evil. He's very evil. He's very lazy. He's going to do the least amount of work to bring the most amount of souls into hell. So when is he going to attack? At that last hour. Think about this. When did he attack Jesus when he was in the desert? Probably in those last hours when he was at his weakest. So that gives us kind of an insight. He didn't attack when he was strong. He attacked when he was weak. When are we at our weakest? Obviously, physically, when we're dying, we're afraid. We're vulnerable. We probably have not prepared for the final exam. We're not ready. We underestimated it. He goes in to attack. He goes in for the kill. So we need to be preparing for this, thinking about this moment, praying these novenas for the grace of a happy death, developing these relationships with these saints, knowing that we will be attacked probably more fiercely than we can possibly imagine. There's probably spiritual things happening all the time. We need to have these conversations with our family members. Please get a priest for me. Start thinking about who that priest might be. Develop a relationship with that priest so that they make extra time for you. Priests are very busy. There are multiple people dying. You know, you have to make some connections. That's how relationships work. You obtain more graces the deeper the relationship. My friends, I want you to be prepared for the hour of death. One last thing that the Holy Spirit's putting on my mind right now. How can we make sure that we're prepared for that hour of death? By praying for others who are in that hour of death. In fact, that could be its own devotion. And what do you think we will reap if we sow praying for others at the hour of our death? God will provide for us, because of all the mercy that we've had, he will provide an incredible last hour of death. An hour of death as momentous and as epic as Jesus's and all the great saints. One thing that you note with all the great saints, they die gloriously. Gloriously, they enter heaven like a shooting star blazing into it. We need to die in that same way. How? Pray for those who are dying. Pray for those in that hour of death. Have mercy on them, and mercy will be had on you. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow in day 7.